Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Don't procrastinate. Check your prostate. We hear from one individual who did just this and saved his life in the nick of time. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Welcome to the program. Prostate cancer, previously referred to by Jamaicans as stoppage of water, is on the increase. As a matter of fact, Jamaica has the highest mortality rate for prostate cancer in the world. One of the reasons for this high incidence rate is that many men are still refusing to do their annual screenings, and so by the time they realize they have the disease, it's already too late. The increase is worrying, and the Jamaica Cancer Society, the JCS, is pleading with men 40 years and over to get their prostate screening checks done in order to facilitate early detection and treatment if diagnosed. Clive Chambers heeded this call 10 years ago and is thankful he did.
I am a 10.5 year survivor, if you count the date of my surgery. I started my screening from about 40, and a few years later, the PSA level jumped to about 9 or something like that. And having done the PSA and the digital rectal examination, my GP suggested that I go and see a urologist in June 2002. I had a biopsy done then. It turned out that the reading was negative.
Although the biopsy result was negative, Mr. Chambers' prostate was enlarged.
We went on a program of medication to see if the medication would help to reduce the size of the prostate. The follow-up PSA reading showed that it did not significantly reduce it. So he suggested I do another biopsy, which I did in November 2002. This time the news is not so good.
His reaction to the news helped to save not only his life, but that of his brothers.
Immediately having heard of that, I wrote to my brothers, I have 5 brothers, and told them, look guys, go and get your check. And it turned out that 2 of them were positive also.
Mr. Chambers was given 3 options as to how to deal with the prostate cancer diagnosis. He could do surgery, radiation, or opt to do nothing at all.
I told him, do nothing is out of the question, because I said, I have to live for my children and my family. That was my priority. I know that's one of the reasons why some men don't want to get checked. They don't want to find out, because they feel that, one, cancer mean a death sentence, and 2, prostate cancer mean that you are no longer virile. But that was not important to me. So we had a radical surgery in January 2003. After my surgery, I did a follow-up PSA, and I found out that the level of the PSA was rising a little bit. It was clear that I was not as early as I thought I was in terms of detecting the cancer. So I did 7 weeks of radiation, and after the radiation was completed, I did a 3-year program on hormone therapy. Since then, my PSA has been at 0, thank God.
You might have heard Mr. Chambers mention the term PSA earlier. Urologist Dr. Melinda Morrison explains what is meant by PSA.
The PSA is a protein that is normally produced by the prostate in health and in disease. When someone does not have prostate cancer, he will have a normal reading for the PSA. However, once there's cancer there, the levels are increased.
The amount of PSA in your blood is measured in nanograms of PSA per liter of blood. The DRE, or the digital rectal exam, is another test done to determine if a man has prostate cancer.
What we're doing at that exam is we're feeling for the consistency of the prostate. The normal prostate is smooth, it is firm, it is indentable. You can have a prostate that has cancer and feels normal. That's the earliest stage. If, however, when we feel the prostate, it feels hard, then we are suspicious that there may be cancer there.
The DRE is believed to be one of the tests feared by most men. However, as prostate cancer survivor Clive Chambers tells us, doing this test can mean the difference between life and death.
A few seconds of discomfort is better than a lifetime or many years of serious excruciating pain.
Prostate cancer survivor Clive Chambers. September is being commemorated as Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. And in an effort to encourage men to get their prostate checked, the Jamaica Cancer Society, the JCS, is offering a 5% discount on screenings. That's our program. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.